baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, the grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you.
Now I don't know. Welcome.
What's your favorite cake?
Don't worry, we're talking about cakes here, obviously.
We're going to get into the cake fest, but yes. I got to start off with what is your bestest, favorite, most delicious cake treat? Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, chocolate might do it, or angel food. Yeah,
chocolate always does it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just an excuse for me to tell you what my favorite one is. You know how this works,
which
right?
Which is?
A childhood favorite, of course. Chocolate cake with chocolate fudge frosting. The kind of frosting that's brittle, almost heavier than the cake. You almost have to eat it separately because it falls off the cake.
Yeah.
It's like two treats in one.
Yeah.
It's just how Mom made it. And frankly, if Mom doesn't make it, I can't find that cake anywhere. Although you might be able to find a slice or two. Maybe I'll take my mom. Maybe she'll bring it with her. It's the KC Cake Fest.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
Well, you see on TV these cake cooking, baking, decorating shows.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's crazy. Live cake battles, demos, a giant expo, 10 to 10 Saturday, 10 to 9 Sunday at the Kansas City Convention Center.
Why is
downtown.
There a cake fest? What's that all about?
Because
people just like to bake cakes?
Bake it and they will come.
They will come.
They will come. Live cake battles featuring cake-making celebrities from the Food Network, TLC, WeTV.
Wow.
On Saturday and Sunday, four teams of four cake artists go head-to-head in a couple of different competitions. Categories range from, wedding cakes, of course. You can't get away from that. Nor should you try, all the way to trying to sculpt a cake, get this, that embodies Kansas City's past, present, or future, or all three, if you like, I guess.
My goodness.
Special awards for, they airbrush these cakes, so the best airbrush cake gets an award, and they're also going to give away something called the Black Sheep, which goes to the cake that best turns tradition on its head. Like the biggest rule breaker, which gives me an idea for a new reality show. You
which
ready?
Which would be?
Cake Rebel. Cut it if you dare. It just came to me as I was researching this. Why not? Why not?
Why would something like that come to you? That sounds like you, doesn't it?
Well, I always try
it?
To bring a little something extra, like that little dollop of frosting right on the very tip top.
And that's why we love you so much.
I love me too.
So that's Cake Fest, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, 10 to 9 on Sunday at the Convention Center, Bartle Hall, right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. I still like that song. I got to admit, I like it.
I got to admit,
I like it.
I like the movie. That's the theme from Titanic.
They say it was a great movie. A lot of folks say.
I
was a little bit mixed on it, but...
Well, it's so long.
The death scene sort of...
It's sad.
That was a little rough on me.
Yeah, it's being re-released in 3D.
Yes, it is.
Just in time for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. You can journey through the life of Titanic, which, of course, sadly, sank a century ago, April 15. You know, let's keep in mind this is a...
April 15, that's 100 years ago this April 15.
Yeah, you should do a show.
Kidding.
Do it on April 15.
Wow.
That's tax day, too.
Yeah.
Do
it's amazing. They found it, and they've been down there looking at it, and
it's
incredible.
Yeah, since 85, James Cameron was part of that expedition that went underwater. The exhibit opens 9:30 to 5:30 Saturday, of course, at Union Station. Artifacts like china, dishes, bottles, my gosh, shoes, luggage... they even have windows from the officers' quarters, a telegraph that was used to transmit orders to the stern or the engine room, and I'm sure a bedpan or two.
Wow.
This was kind of cool. You can touch a pretend iceberg, at least I hope it's pretend, to see how cold it was the night the Titanic sank, and it was pretty cold.
Wow.
They'll have a recreation of a first-class cabin on the Titanic. That would have been pretty cool.
That would have been pretty cool.
Except for the part where
I'd like to see that.
It goes down.
But you know, when Cameron and those subs went down and they actually found the Titanic, it was really cool because I've seen pictures of it, photographs of it, and video of it. It's the thing scoots along the ocean floor, and they're looking at You know, you can see the shoes strewn individually along the ocean floor and still preserved in great shape because it's so cold and so deep and all that stuff.
Oh, it's haunting. It's ghostly. It's like the steamship Arabia in a way, on a grand scale, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll, of course, have a memorial wall with the names of those who met their fate on that chilly evening. So, yeah, definitely go check that out. But we have something else. Can we move on?
Yes, we can.
This is not probably as heavyweight a subject as the Titanic, but I delight in it. Did you ever read The Phantom Toll Booth?
I did not. I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a great book written by Norton Juster and Jules Pfeiffer. You've heard of that name before, the great editorial cartoonist and screenwriter and playwright and so forth. Okay, you can have a Q&A with Norton Juster, the author, and Jules Pfeiffer, the illustrator, of the classic 1961 children's book, The Phantom Toll Booth, 7:30 Saturday, White Theater, Jewish Community Center.
That's neat.
Admission is free. You need to call for reservations. The theater seats about 500, so I don't foresee a problem. But if you call, and I'll give the number, 913-327-8000. And another event, and I'm really looking forward to this one because I'm a Jules Pfeiffer fan. Jules Pfeiffer will speak on his own about his life and career 10 a.m. Sunday at the Village Shalom Social Hall. He'll talk about The Phantom Toll Booth. He also wrote, get this, Pfeiffer wrote lots of plays, including Little Murders, and he wrote something called Carnal Knowledge, which was unproduced until Mike Nichols turned it into that famous 1971 film starring Jack Nicholson.
More information about all of Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org. Talking doo-wop, right, buddy?
It's the ultimate doo-wop show.
Wow.
The ultimate doo-wop show. The Contours, Jimmy Clanton, the Marcells, the Edsels. Those are the Edsels.
Where are they going to be?
They're going to be. It's 8 tonight at the Midland by AMC. Also on the bill, Paul and Paula. That's Ray Hildebrand and Jill Jackson. Ray Hildebrand will sing with Jill Jackson. Hey, Paula, the million-selling number one song from 1963. And actually, Ray lives in Kansas City. He has for quite some time.
And if people are into marbles, they can be into marbles this weekend.
Who's not into marbles?
Who's not into, into marbles.
It's the Kansas City Marble Crazy Marble Collector Show. It's 9 to 3 Sunday at the Holiday Inn at 8787 Reeder Overland Park. Expect a big crowd. Admission is absolutely free. And if you bring in a sulfide marble from the turn of the last century with the image of Theodore Roosevelt, somebody might pay a $4,500 for it.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy, for coming in.
You
always a good job.
Have a great weekend, man.
And if folks want a recommendation for a good movie from our art and foreign independent and documentary film critics, you can go to our website too, kcur.org, for their three to see. Monday in the program, a look at our country's involvement in Afghanistan, plus the role of reading can play in the relationship between children and parents. We had help today from Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, Kim Noble, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.